You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Like I should. So, what's up, people? It is Wednesday, Lakers versus... Spurs tonight.
Easy win tonight.
Should be an easy win. And Anthony Davis returns tonight.
And Rui Hachimura.
Hachimura, right? Yeah. We see him for the first time as a Laker. Mm-hmm. So, John, we were talking about the vanilla or white chocolate coconut.
So, two different people. The first one, wow, what a great Twitter handle. This guy's Twitter handle is Worthy Splash.
Nice.
He says that he sent me a list. It says that Tom buys those cakes from a place called Doan's Bakery in Woodland Hills.
Really?
The actor is renowned for adding people to his ever-growing list of recipients for the $50 white chocolate coconut bundt cake. But if you want to try it, I think we should get one.
Yeah, we should get one.
And have it sent in here.
Bergman, you want to do it?
Who's gay? Greg, you got control of the slush fund around here?
Yeah, right. You have control of anything.
Amanda does, right? Amanda can authorize $50.
Sure, ask her.
All right, Amanda. Order this cake for tomorrow. Doan's Bakery in Woodland Hills, $50. Tom Cruise sends it to all of his showbiz friends. Our buddy Richard Krasnick, who tweets us a lot, had this too. So thank you, both of you guys.
It looks absolutely delicious.
Yeah, I want to try it.
Yeah. So, Bergman, is that going to happen, or do we need to...
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, probably. Well, I'm going to do it. I'll get one of them Doan's cakes.
Can you do an Uber Eats?
Yeah, we could totally do an Uber Eats. Yes.
Go ahead. Have fun.
We could use my Grubhub password.
Bergman, do it. Yeah, now that you know it. Yeah.
Imagine Dragons, if you're listening out there. Imagine Dragons. Steve Mason won.
Bergman, do it.
Steve Mason
won,
yes.
What was that, Michael?
Do it. I'll pay for it.
I
won't be here to enjoy it, but I'll pay for it.
Well, we'll do it on a day when you're here.
In 2 weeks, we'll do it.
Yeah. Here tomorrow? No?
Yeah, not in tomorrow.
I'll
be on the balcony watching the ocean and smoking a Cuban.
What a life.
And drinking a little Bahamian
rum. I want to try this cake.
That JB one?
Yeah, I want to try the cake. Looks phenomenal.
Insane. And then another guy sent me the recipe if we wanted to try and make it, but that would be a disaster.
That's not happening.
Yeah, let's go to Doan's Bakery in Woodland Hills.
Send me the recipe.
Oh, yeah, Jorge will make it.
Jorge, I'll send it to you.
Jorge's the chef of the show. All right, so it's time to beat Michael.
All right.
That wasn't too hard. By the way, Dumb and Dumber beat him last week.
Yeah, last week, Michael, against the spread, you were 2-2.
No, 2-2.
And Jorge and Bergman were both 3-1.
How'd we do?
We didn't have our best week.
Well, at least I'm better than you two.
You're Dumb and Dumber then.
Yeah, exactly.
Just dumb and dumber than you.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
All right, so there are only two games this week. Only two games.
By the way, Patrick Mahomes is out there jogging around like he's nothing's wrong with him.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he's fine. Yeah. Right now, the line on the Kansas City-Cincinnati game is Cincinnati minus one.
What does that mean for a non-game?
So I heard Peter Schrager from Fox on a show today, and he said that if Mahomes, Michael, keeps running like you're talking about, and his ankle is underneath, that spread's going to swing back to make Kansas City the favorite.
I'm sorry, Kansas City minus one. Kansas City minus one. Cincinnati plus one. It's essentially a pick 'em.
Yeah. If Mahomes shows that he can run, then I think Kansas City will be favored. If it looks like he can't run, then I think Cincinnati will be favored.
He was jogging pretty easily. He wasn't limping when they showed his
video. All right,
video
so
just now.
If the spread is Chiefs by one, Michael, what's your pick?
I'm going Chiefs as long as Mahomes is playing.
All right, Bergman.
I have Cincinnati with the minus one.
Jorge. Cincinnati's plus one.
They passed. They went over. Isn't it Cincinnati minus
one?
No,
it's Kansas City minus one, Cincinnati plus one.
No, I'll take the plus one. Great.
Yeah, take the point.
I'm taking the Chiefs on this one. Chiefs.
Yeah.
Mace,
Ireland.
I really I think in my heart, I think the Bengals are going to win, but I picked the Chiefs weeks ago, so I'll stick with them. I'll take the Chiefs.
Give me the point and the Bengals. I think the Bengals are going to the Super Bowl.
Greg, you have the Bengals also?
I do have the Bengals also. I have it all written down.
Okay.
So that's actually the late game. That'll be at 3:30 here in LA.
All right, so that's so we have Jorge, Michael, and I on the Chiefs, you and Greg on the Bengals.
The noon game, the NFC Championship game, is the San Francisco, the evil-hated San Francisco 49ers at Philadelphia, and the line is Eagles minus 2.5.
That means the Eagles have to win by more than two?
Yeah.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, yeah, I'm going with the Eagles.
Michael's going Eagles.
I will go the other way. Give me the Niners. Bergman?
I have Cincinnati and San Francisco, so I'm going to go San Francisco plus 2.5.
Jorge, we know which way you're going, right?
Niners, yeah. Plus, I got 45K from last week, or Monday.
Yeah.
On the Niners.
Yeah. Give me the Eagles minus the 2.5. So I'm going Eagles-Bengals Super Bowl.
And I'm going Chiefs and
Niners.
We all have different
choices. Kind of all...
Michael is Chiefs-Philly, Chiefs-Eagles. John is Chiefs-Niners. Mace is Bengals-Eagles. I am Bengals-Niners. And Jorge is Chiefs-Niners.
Yeah. I don't think any of us have the
Jorge
same.
Jorge and I are the same.
Oh, you guys are
Jorge
the same.
Jorge and I are the same. That's
oh, you
it.
Are. That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's the only...
But that's pretty
only
weird.
Only overlap, yeah. We kind of are all around it there. I'm excited for these games. These are great games. By the way,
who are you gonna be watching them with, and where? Just you and Juan. That's it.
No, not at all. In fact,
Pete, Michael,
I'm going out to Yamava on Saturday night, and we're gonna have dinner at the Pines and hang out with Cappy and his girlfriend Rachel. And then Sunday we're gonna get up and I'm gonna play some poker. Then we're doing a viewing party for the AFC NFC Championship game, and not stepdad Leo and my mom will be there. Leo is a diehard Niners fan, and I will be rooting for the Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly! And we will be at that viewing party at the 909 Sports Bar.
Yeah, that's the area code out there. Yeah. I've got to make a decision, Michael. You're going to be holed up in your hotel room watching these games in New York when we're there, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
As you know, I'm Broadway John, and I go full jazz hands when I go to New York. I have to decide if I'm going to go to a show or if I'm going to stay in and watch those games. If we stay at our regular hotel in New York, this is such a great hotel that they have TiVo in the guest rooms.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
So you could DVR the game.
And think about it. I could go to a show, turn my phone off, come back to the room, and nobody would tell me what happened.
Interesting.
So
I have some options.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Do you know what you would go see?
No. There's a new Neil Diamond show that's supposedly real good. Sam Jackson is back there in his wife's play that also has John David Washington in it.
Oh, yeah.
I could go to that. It's called The Piano.
Yeah.
And there's some other ones back
there. By the way,
too.
Yesterday, Neil Diamond's 81st birthday.
Was it?
Yeah. 81st birthday.
I still laugh whenever somebody says Neil Diamond. He once came to a Laker game and had courtside seats. Google this, Mace.
Yeah.
Neil Diamond Laker game. This was so long ago. It's when Matt Money Smith was the pregame show host.
Yep.
And Neil Diamond didn't want people to recognize him. So he put on a baseball hat and a fake mustache. And it was so obvious that it was Neil Diamond in a baseball hat and a fake mustache that it didn't fool anybody. And the mustache was like falling off.
Yep, I see it.
And
he
Money
was sitting next to Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, and Money devoted the whole postgame show to this. And it was
for
the
good
greatest.
Reason. That's fantastic.
That's all we did was talk about that. And Neil stopped touring 3-4 years ago. And so it was his birthday today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
81.
And that was the most common. My dad had 8-track tapes. And the most popular 8-track tape in my house was Neil Diamond, Hot August Night.
Yeah.
And he listened to it all the time.
My mom did too.
Oh, God.
Filmed it or recorded in Los Angeles at the Greek Theater.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let me do this. We got time. So, Zach Taylor, the head coach of the Bengals. We're just talking about AFC-NFC championship game. Zach Taylor of the Bengals says he's always looking to find motivation for his players. But it's hard to find sometimes. And, John, he likes to go to Twitter.
Michael, he does something you do. He scours the internet looking for motivation. Here's Zach explaining what he's looking for.
I take whatever I can get. And Yeah, it's probably the opposite of what people. Yeah, 20 weeks in, I'm absolutely looking for anything. You know, week one's easy. Week 20, you'll take anything you can get, and I'll search every inch of the internet to get it.
Interesting. Mm. So, Michael, did any of that ever work for you? Did you ever take get motivation from something other people said about you?
I mean, yeah, if a guy like Larry Bird would compliment me in some way, of course, or Kareem, someone you respect who's a legendary player, if Dr. J says something complimentary about it and got back to me, of course, that carried a lot of weight.
So what Phil Jackson used to do was, and I actually know the video guy that would do this for him. We had two video guys back then, Chris Bodakin and Patrick O'Keefe. Great guys. And Phil would tell them, I want you to, while we're watching film, because players back then watched a lot of film, I want you to just put movie drops in the middle of it to break it up. And Chris and Patrick would say, okay, well, like, what drops? And Phil Jackson would go, let me work on it. And you come back, you go, Braveheart. So they'd be sitting in a big room watching film of Carmelo Anthony going left. And Phil would be saying, no, watch this. He goes left and he goes right. And then up on the screen would be Mel Gibson yelling, freedom! And it would bust the whole room up.
Right, right.
And so I can see doing that.
But what about the negative? Like, Michael, if somebody said, you're talking about if great said something nice about you. What if somebody said, oh, yeah, Michael Thompson,
you mean
he's
like
just
a
guy.
Like a pundit or something like that?
Yeah, like bulletin board material.
Bulletin board material. Do you believe in bulletin board material?
Michael Thompson can't guard a chair.
No, that never bothered me because I figure I'm going against such great players, I better motivate myself. I didn't need some outside motivation to make me do my job. So I don't even know why players need that kind of validation or affirmation. This is your job. You're getting paid millions of dollars to do this. You should want to. You should be a competitor. You should want to show up every night, whether you play well or not, and want to compete. I don't understand why guys need that extra push.
Oh, freedom!
Freedom! Hey, Mike, I wanted to ask you, did you see where on the Manning cast last week, Peyton Manning said the most overhyped false narrative in all of sports is halftime adjustments. He said professional athletes don't make halftime adjustments. You barely have enough time when you get in there to do anything. When you were playing, did Pat Riley or Jack Ramsey or anybody make halftime adjustments, or is Peyton Manning right? It doesn't really happen.
No, it happens. Maybe it doesn't happen in football, but you definitely do it in basketball. We saw it against the Blazers, how the Lakers came out in the third quarter and really stuck the screws to Portland, and Portland didn't know how to respond. So, yeah. So halftime adjustments could work in basketball.
Yeah. Do you think they work in the NFL?
No, because like Manning said,
it's 55 guys in a row. Yeah. They rush in.
Because didn't Sean McVay have like 30 games in a row where he, if he had the lead at halftime, he'd win the game?
He won the game, yeah.
So he has to be doing something, right?
Yeah. But I mean, I think that's probably coaches doing stuff, right? It's not really players
doing stuff. Football has so many more players. You got different defense, special teams, offense. But in basketball, you got a small unit, so you can make a big difference in basketball, more so in football.
Yeah, so looking for bulletin board material. I'll tell you, I love Joe Burrow's attitude. Mm-hmm. I love his attitude. I think he's got so much swagger. What does he say? I love when they ask him, how wide is the window for you to win a championship? He says, as long as I'm here, we're competing for a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right.
I love that attitude. Yep. And I'm rooting for him. I actually...
Why him over Brock Purdy? Why him over Jalen Hurts, who came? He didn't come in highly touted like a Joe Burrow, who had to fight his way and claw his way into the starting position.
Well, because there was an element of that with Joe Burrow, right? He was ignored at Ohio State, had to go somewhere else to become a big-time quarterback. So I think he also has a chip on his shoulder, right?
Yeah, but by the time he came out of LSU, he was the number one pick, and everybody's touting him as the next John Elway.
Jalen Hurts was like late first-round pick, right?
Second round pick.
And everybody figured out, why the Eagles draft him? He's not an NFL
quarterback.
Yeah, and
that's when they gave, right after they gave Carson Wentz that big $100 million contract.
They drafted Jalen Hurts.
Everybody didn't think he was an NFL quarterback.
Now, is Carson Wentz totally washed out?
No, I would give him one more shot.
He's a backup.
If anything, he could be a solid backup for years and make another $40 million.
He'd be a good backup.
All right. Michael, Emini in Napa asks, if you buy the cake, will you do the honor of sticking your finger in the cake for flavor taste and then cut it?
Yeah, I could do that because you can stick your finger in a cake, Jorge, and you just cut that piece I stuck my finger in, right? It doesn't affect the cake like it does a soup, you know, because you can just take that piece.
Yeah.
So a
cake is fine.
Cake is fine, yeah. Because you could just like do the icing and then just cut that piece off and keep it.
Yeah, I'm all about that cake.
Jorge, I'm sending you the recipe.
Okay, cool.
Jorge, you're the chef. You
think my mom used to make cakes. Yeah. I could send it to Myrna, but I don't think she'd make it.
What was Myrna's best cake?
She made wedding cakes. It was a business for her. For about 15 years, she made wedding cakes.
Did she use that icing that would, like, roll out?
Any icing you wanted.
What do they call that?
It was fondant.
Fondant, right.
What about the filling, though? What kind of filling was she
Whatever used? You asked for.
Okay, so chocolate, carrot,
whatever. If you would come over to the house and she'd say, here's all the wedding cakes I've done, I can do this, or I can do whatever you want.
Like three layers and stuff?
Yeah. Wow. She did like a five-tier one once.
Wow.
Tres leches.
Oh. How much did you get for a cake? How much was she getting?
It's the biggest scam in the world.
Yeah?
Yeah. Right. What do you think? What do you think a wedding cake costs?
Oh, a good one? About 3,000.
No, it wasn't that bad.
No, for the, but like it was the real tall ones?
Yeah, but it was like 500.
$500?
For a cake.
For a cake. For a tall one?
Yeah, well, for whatever you asked for.
I thought they cost more than that.
Well, they might now. I mean, this was 20 years ago she did it.
Yeah, they cost more.
Thousands.
Yeah. A friend of mine did a real cake, so it's just a three-layer cake. The bottom was the real thing, and then in the back they had sheets of regular cake, and they served that. They just had the fake cake for the picture.
Oh, a fake cake, and then they served.
And then the bottom layer was just the real part.
Oh, got
it.
So it
was just one, one
Bergman,
sheet.
How much did you pay for your wedding cake?
It was probably a couple $100.
How many people were at your wedding?
Probably about 150.
That's how many I had.
Yeah.
Did you give back the gifts yet?
No.
No, he was married. He was married long enough to keep them.
To keep the gifts?
Yeah, 2 years is long enough to keep
them. Oh, that is long enough, yeah.
I mean, if it was like 5 days, then I would probably return.
You got a lot of duplicate gifts, like a few toasters or whatever?
Yeah, I do.
You did?
Did you?
I got a couple of coffee machines. I just cleared out my storage.
Yeah.
So I found coffee machines.
We had a friend, don't say his name, we had a friend who had a very, very short marriage. I think it was 5 days. And afterwards, this friend came back and said, do you want me to give your gifts back? I think John and I both got it.
Yeah, I said no, you need it more than me.
Yeah, and I said no, you keep it. But that's an awkward
Why
one.
Did it only last 5 days? What happened? He found out she was crazy or
it's
something.
It's the weirdest thing. You think you're like, okay, I have friends right now who moved in together for the first time. They've been dating for a long time, just moved in together. And all of a sudden now they're starting to have problems. Because they moved in together. Because it's different living together as opposed to living separately. Yep. You've got to be able to be a match living together.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to make it, to be honest with you. I mean, I know you're out there, and I know one of you listens, but I don't think you guys are going
to
make it.
I'm just telling them to separate. Funny. Just tell them to live separately, and they'll be fine, right?
Yeah, no. They are going to live separately, for sure. all right, coming up next for you, a tennis guy, Michael, you probably know who this is.
All right.
Took his shot. He shot his shot with a very, very famous actress.
Really?
Yeah, we got that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
That's how I get into Grubhub, right?
That's the man.
That's the band.
Hi, Russell. First of all, congrats on making the 24,000 points mark. Yeah. Tonight you used impressive dribbling skills to successfully.
I'm changing the name of my fantasy team to impressive dribbling skills.
And in the second quarter, you made a jump shot where your body was turned like 180 degrees away from the basket.
Unless I change it to 180 degrees away from the basket.
Spectacular moves with just within a split second.
That is the question.
Do you anticipate that doing them, Russell Westbrook got last night?
Bergman, we still haven't identified this woman, have we?
Yeah. How do we find this person?
Somebody said that they found a name.
Because
somehow.
She's a very cheerful interview.
Yes, I think we should bring her on to interview us.
By the way, I think she's completely charming.
Right.
Right, that was, and Russ loved it.
Yep.
Still can't beat.
I'll ask her around tonight. If she's there tonight, I'll ask her if she'll come on the show and interview us.
Do you think is she accredited by somebody?
I'll find out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Does Trudell know?
No. I texted him already. He doesn't know who she is.
Is he upset that he got upstaged?
I wouldn't say he's upset that he got upstaged. He's upset that he had to wait to ask what he would call his real questions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Michael. Mm. Why don't oysters give to charity?
Why don't oysters give to charity? Because they live in a shell.
You're very close. Why don't oysters give to charity? Because they're shellfish.
Ah! Oh, very good.
That's good. Yeah.
I like that one.
The shellfish.
I like
that.
That's a good one.
So I just heard from Patrick O'Keefe, the Laker video guy who used to put the clips in movies. I said, what'd you put in there? He said, lots of them. Looney Tunes clips, Sesame Street, several things that would get us canceled now, like Blazing Saddles and Three Stooges.
Right.
Phil would pick the movie based on who we were playing.
Yes.
So if they were playing, like, New York, they would get something. Or like, if they're playing the Warriors, they would get the old Warriors. Warriors!
Yeah, right, right, exactly.
Come out to play. Or, you know, if they're, like, playing the Jazz, he would put a Jazz clip in
That's
there.
That's a movie that could be remade, couldn't it? Warriors?
No.
Warriors, so come out to play.
Gangs running around New York City.
I think it did get remade.
Did it get remade?
Yeah, I think it was a bad remake. Most remakes are bad.
Yeah, most of them are terrible.
Especially Top Gun.
All right.
Top Gun was not bad. Stop it.
I didn't even know who the enemy was.
Yeah, so you would drop this in if they were playing the Warriors.
Produced by?
Don't know.
Joel Silver.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably the beginning of his long
career. Yeah.
He hasn't been. Joel and Karen haven't been coming to the games this
right?
year. I haven't seen. Have you seen him, Michael?
No, they haven't been there at all. Yeah. The only movie they should remake is Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
No, you can't. You can't touch a classic.
Can't do Spicoli again.
No.
Who could be Spicoli? Who could be Mr. Hand?
Oh yeah, Mr. Hand. I don't know who.
Will Ferrell could be Mr. Hand.
Oh, he'd be great.
He'd be as good, Mr. Hand.
He'd be great.
Yeah.
All right, so
it looks like there's going to be a Warriors remake on Hulu. We'll be coming to Hulu as a new
TV series.
We'll
soon forget what streaming service has it.
Right, exactly.
So who's this tennis player who took a shot?
Stefanos.
Oh, yeah, Tsitsipas, the Greek.
Tsitsipas. He's Greek?
Yeah, he's Greek.
Okay.
Looks like Jesus.
So he decided to, he's the third-ranked tennis player in the world.
Very good player.
He decided to shoot his shot after an Australian Open win earlier this week. This was on Tuesday. And here's a little bit of the conversation that happened after the match with the interviewer.
One of my favorite exorcists comes from Australia, Margot Robbie. I wish I can.
Margot Robbie? Are you pitching right now? What's happening?
Am I what?
Pitching? Are you, like, you know, making an offer? What are we seeing here?
It would be nice to see you over there one day.
Okay. So you're officially extending an invitation to Margot Robbie. I just want to be crystal clear here.
Absolutely.
Now, I like it. That's how old is she? She's
Margot
in her
Robbie?
Early 30s? Because Tsitsipas is about 23, 24. He's a young guy, but very handsome guy.
Okay, Michael, if you could, on behalf of your boys, mm-hmm. well, Trace is married, so Mikey and Clay, mm-hmm. Shoot your shot with
She's
somebody,
32, by the way.
With somebody famous, who would you pick?
For them two?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the actresses like all you guys.
What about an athlete?
Oh, an athlete. Let me think. There's some lot of cute girls in tennis. But Mikey is 34.
You Clay know who Eugenie Bouchard is?
Yeah, Eugenie Bouchard, yeah, the Canadian player. She's about 29, 30.
So that's right for Clay.
Clay met her. She was at, when he was in Toronto, she was there for the Toronto, one of the celebrity games.
Right.
So he actually met her. And even Julie said, boy, I wish Clay could meet her.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful girl.
Ireland, if you had to shoot your shot, obviously we're all single here.
Well,
none of us are single.
You know my
here.
Answer. It's the same.
Is it always Kate Beckinsale?
Always.
Nobody else.
Yeah, she doesn't age. She looks like
she doesn't. Right.
Pull up a picture of Kate Beckinsale. She looks like she's 21. She's 50.
Bergman, you're completely Margot Robbie.
I'm Margot Robbie. So I will say, if Margot Robbie would like to come and sit here at the show, she is welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll get right on that.
I think Margot Robbie would go out with him. He's
no, but Margot Robbie's married.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, never.
I think he has kids.
Does she?
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't know that.
All right, Jorge, Brenda aside, you get to shoot your shot.
Yeah. Damn, I forgot the name of the actress. She's on that Terrifier 2 movie.
Or Sofia Vergara, but man.
Sofia Vergara's not too old for you?
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Yeah, for me, I'm not gay, but it would be The Rock. Yeah, just want to go work out with him.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got
ahead,
you know,
ahead of Usain Bolt?
Yeah, Usain's retired now, looking for his money.
Yeah, for me, it would be Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've always, we're like almost exactly the same age. Came up.
Really?
Yeah, we came up the same way. As what does ever that mean? We're
same personality? You like his personality?
Yeah. Yeah, mellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's mellow.
He does
dude.
Seem kind of mellow. He gets a little high like you sometimes.
I have no idea. I don't know anything about that.
Well, everybody does these days, right? It's no big deal.
Most people do. Yeah, it's no big deal.
I'm like the last dinosaur. I'm the dinosaur, right?
I'd like to. One.
I'm a dinosaur of drugs.
One edible, Michael.
One edible?
One
edible. How would it make me feel? Would I feel like I drank an extra glass of wine?
I've been taking him to sleep. I'll give you one in the road. Take it before you go to sleep and tell me what if it
just makes you sleepy?
Make sure you get a good night's sleep. What time do you normally wake up?
Around 6.
This will let you sleep until 8.
It relaxes you. You're so tense. I'm so tense right now.
No, I'm from the Bahamas, man.
We have a lot of tension.
I could sleep in a foxhole with bombs
going on. He's the opposite of tension. I've never even seen him nervous.
I'm telling you, Michael.
Do you get nervous?
Oh, playoff games for the Warriors, yes.
Do you?
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, it's harder for you to watch Clay than it is when you play.
I don't even go sit in my seat. I sit in the back and watching the family room.
What about Trace?
Oh, yeah, with Trace. Oh, when he comes up the
back. What's worse, watching Clay or Trace?
Trace, because baseball is a game of failure. You know,
it is.
Yeah.
You can go 1-for-10 or 2-for-10. You think you had a good week? If you go, you can go 0-for-15 in baseball, man. That's tough.
Yeah,
man. You should see the one of the perks of my job is watching Michael FaceTime Roman.
Oh yeah,
we FaceTimed last night. He was up too late.
Yeah.
So Michael texted him, and Roman's laughing, and he said, "Roman, go to bed.
I know,
it's 10 o'clock at night. What are you doing?" And Roman just laughs. Yeah. You know, works it out. Yeah.
All right, coming up next, a very interesting recruiting trick for Aaron Judge returning to the Yankees.
Yep.
I like this story a lot.
I figured you would.
That is coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about Valvoline. Is your vehicle due for service? Head into your neighborhood Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. For over 30 years, Valvoline has provided quick and convenient automotive maintenance services for busy people like you. No dragging the kids to a dirty waiting room at Valvoline. You stay in your car safe while the expert technicians make sure your ride is in peak performance. Oil changes, tire rotations, transmission care, more. Pull up, drive in, drive out in about 15 minutes. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for location and game-winning coupons off your next Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Michael Thompson? Why did the tomato turn red?
Why did the tomato turn red, Bergman? Because it wasn't green.
No. Why did the tomato turn red? Because it saw the salad dressing.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, that's a good one.
You know where I'm getting these? Is that chat GTP.
Oh, I
just say tell another dad joke.
Wow.
And it comes up with a new one.
That's a great one.
Yeah. All right, so Aaron Judge wound up back with the New York Yankees, and he was on Jimmy Fallon last night. And as it turns out, there was one interesting recruiting tool that was used by a player of the Yankees.
There was one teammate in particular that helped you with your decision. Is that Rizzo?
Yeah, it was Anthony Rizzo. He played a big part, big part. He was a free agent, too. He opted out, but he got his contract out of the way, and he said, now we gotta get you locked in. So,
really?
He was calling me every day. He was sending me texts every day.
Every day.
Yeah, it was. He was working hard.
He really did a good job working. But then I think that sealed the deal. Is you're not only are you guys friends, but your dogs are friends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It always comes down to your pet, right?
Yeah, he went for my heart. So he went for, my little Penny and his dog, Kevin, are the best of friends.
They're the best of friends. Penny.
Got a picture. There we go.
Here's a picture.
This is what I had to deal with. Every day I was getting photos like this.
Who is who?
I got Penny right here, the little blondie.
That's Penny.
And Kevin's.
And Kevin. So I want to thank Anthony Rizzo, and I want to thank Kevin for getting Aaron Judge. Great job, Kevin. Good boy.
Now, Kevin, when I read when I saw that story, I said, you are one of the few people I think this would work on.
Yeah.
Like, if my dog, Murphy, was best friends with Ron the dog,
yep.
And you got a big offer to go across the street.
Yes.
And I started texting. I wanted you to stay. And I started texting you. And I just would send you pictures of Murphy with Ron.
Yeah. That'd
and
be
nothing
tough.
Else.
That would be
tough. It would actually affect you. Yeah. I even, like, Michael wouldn't care.
Yeah, Michael.
I couldn't
care,
do it to you. I could do it to Clay with Rocco.
Yeah, right.
But with you, it would work, wouldn't
now,
it?
It totally works. Sophie is 16 and a half. She hates other dogs. She hates all dogs, except for Ron. Ron loves all dogs. He wants to go see every single dog. I took him to the dog park, and he's like, Mr. Popularity there. So if Ron had a certain, if Ron and Murphy were friends, mm-hmm. it would sway me.
It
would sway me.
I actually believe that, not a lot, but had something to do with Aaron Judge staying.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think he made the decision based on money. But if Rizzo was sending him dog pictures every day,
Oh, yeah.
That Judge was thinking, how am I going to be able to tell Rizzo if I sign with the Dodgers?
Exactly.
Or the Giants. There was a lot of talk he was going to go to the Giants.
By the way, how's your neighborhood cat? Seen her lately?
Yeah. Still running around the neighborhood. Around? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a stray that belongs to somebody.
Does she ever come in your yard?
She comes in my front yard all the time.
Yeah, because there's a bowl of water, right?
Yeah, because friggin' Juan puts a bowl of water out there. I'm like, don't feed the stray cats. Mm-hmm. But he does. We disagree strongly on this, by the way. I don't know if you can you tell there's tension here?
Water, but no milk. Doesn't put milk out.
Right. No, does not put milk out.
So Pepe's playing today, right?
Yes, Pepe's playing.
In Game of Games. Yes. What's the subject of Game of Games
Well,
today?
What do me and Fred McMurray have in common?
You're both older gentlemen.
No, Fred McMurray was the star of My Three Sons. There you go. Did you each have three kids? Sons,
Greg, yeah. So Greg and Jorge, y'all remember that TV show from the 60s, nope. My Three Sons?
I've not heard of it, but that's about as far as I can go with it.
I barely remember.
Well, today's Game of Games is along that vein.
Okay, good. We will do that coming up next for you.
Well, Pepe, we got to ask Pepe.
Yeah,
Pepe was waving last night at the game like he often does, yes. El Dictator. Except he was waving at no one.
Yeah.
The camera was not on him,
right. And
he was just waving. So we'll ask him about that.
Poor Pepe. All right, we'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, it is time for Game of Games, and it is brought to you by our friend Jacob Imrani. And we welcome to the show now the great Pepe Mantilla. Pepe!
How you guys doing?
We are good today, Pepe. Hey, Pepe, we noticed last night, Michael and I give you a hard time when you always wave to the crowd when they put you on the Jumbotron. And last night we noticed that you were waving to the crowd when you weren't even on the Jumbotron. What was that all about?
Okay, see, you guys always pay attention to me. Pay attention to somebody else, okay? Because I was waving at my girlfriend. My girlfriend was... she went to the game, okay?
Did she wave back?
Yeah, of course. she was sitting across where we seat.
Hey, Pepe, is she going tonight?
No, she's not.
Okay.
Because
next time she goes, Michael and I would like to wave to her.
So the only reason you were waving is because your girlfriend was there? I thought you waved to the crowd to thank them for all their support and love.
I was waving to the crowd, and then I was waving to my girlfriend.
Okay, very good.
And John Ireland, go to the theater You can watch the game later. You're in New York. Go to the theater.
Okay, Pepe. I like that.
I'm actually in agreement. Grab a show when you can grab a show. You can get the game later.
I will try and do that. Thank you, Pepe.
All right. It's Michael Thompson's game today. Michael, what are we dealing with?
The boys, my boys. Y'all have heard me talk about my three sons all the time on the show. Okay, more like brag about my three boys, Michael, Clay, and Trace. So today's game of games is about them. And let's hear how much attention y'all have paid to my typical parental bragging.
Okay.
Here we go.
Is this multiple choice?
Multiple
or
choice.
Okay.
Trace was drafted by which team? Indians, Tigers, or White Sox?
Jorge.
Indians.
Greg.
White Sox.
Mace.
White Sox.
I'm saying Indians. Pepe.
White Sox.
It was the White Sox.
Okay. Yeah. Greg, Mace, and Pepe are on the board.
Which round was Trace drafted in? The first, second, or third? Which round?
Was Trace
I should
drafted.
Know this. Greg.
I have no clue. I'm going to say the second round.
Mace.
I'll say the second round.
I can't afford to lose any more points. Second round. Pepe.
Second round.
Jorge.
With the crowd, second.
It was the second round.
Oh,
there
good.
You go.
Everybody
All
got
right.
it. Okay.
Another thing about Trace. Before he was drafted, he signed with which college? USC, UCLA, or Fresno State?
Okay, Mace, this is you.
God, USC, UCLA, or Fresno State? I'll go Fresno State.
I almost think I say Fresno State because it's too weird to throw that in with UCLA and USC. Pepe.
I said UCLA.
Okay, Jorge.
Fresno.
Fresno State, Greg.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Fresno.
It was UCLA.
Pepe takes the lead.
Pepe.
My oldest son, Michael, played for a minute in the NBA. Who did he play for? Oklahoma City, Cleveland, or Minnesota?
Pepe. Jorge.
Cleveland.
Greg.
Minnesota.
Mace.
Minnesota.
I'll go Cleveland.
It was Cleveland.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
My sons attended which high school? St. Matthew's High School, St. Mary's High School, or Santa Margarita High School?
I'll go C, Santa Margarita High School. Pepe.
Santa Margarita.
Jorge.
Santa Margarita.
Greg.
Yeah, Santa Margarita.
Yeah, I mean, Mace. You live down there, Santa Margarita.
Santa Margarita, that's right.
Okay, so score update. Pepe 5, Greg 4, Mason and Ireland 3 each, and Jorge 2.
Michael was born in June when I led the Lakers to the finals. Who did we play in those finals? Boston, Detroit, or Chicago?
All right.
So the year Trace was born?
Michael was born.
Michael was born. That's your
we were in the finals.
First son.
Who did I lead to the Lakers to well, the year? Boston,
okay,
Detroit, or Chicago?
Jorge, this is you.
Say Detroit.
Greg.
Well, it's, I don't know what year that is. I'm
going
to say Detroit.
Mace.
I'll go Boston.
I'm going to go Boston. Pepe.
I think it's Detroit.
It's Detroit.
Oh, hey! Pepe with a commanding lead
Pepe.
Now.
Before Clay decided to sign with Washington State, he told me he had decided to sign with which college? Notre Dame, Cal, or Michigan?
Greg.
Notre Dame, Cal, or Michigan? I'm going to say Notre Dame.
Mace.
Cal.
I'm going to say Notre Dame. Pepe.
Cal.
Cal, Jorge.
Michigan.
That's it, Michael.
And it was Notre Dame.
Oh,
yeah, it wasn't anything in the Pac-12.
You got that, right?
Yeah.
Me and you?
Yeah.
Okay. Greg has caught Pepe. Greg,
Pepe.
6. Pepe, 6. Ireland 4, Mason 3, Jorge 3.
What do I fear the most for my sons? Weed, clubbing, or IG models?
You fear all three.
But which one the most?
The most.
I will say IG models. Pepe.
IG models.
Jorge.
IG models.
Greg.
IG models.
Mace.
IG models, very dangerous.
Yes, it is IG models.
Yes.
All right.
Representing the United States in international competition, how many gold medals has Clay won for Team USA? 1, 2, or 3?
Mace.
I'm trying to figure it out. I'll say 2.
I think it is 2. Pepe.
3.
Jorge.
I'll say 1.
Greg.
Pepe keeps getting these right, but I'm going to go 2.
What is it, Michael?
3.
Oh, Pepe running away.
Again.
Actually, Greg, you can catch him. He's got 8. You have 7.
Okay.
Which of my sons have you heard me say is the best at golf, Michael, Clay, or Trace?
I do not know. I'm going to guess Trace because he has a baseball swing. Yeah. Pepe.
I will guess Trace, too, for the same reason.
Yeah. Jorge.
I'll say Michael.
Greg.
I'll go with Trace for the baseball.
Mace got a chance to catch up.
I will go Michael.
It is Trace.
Ah! Okay.
Of my three boys.
Greg, did you get that?
I did.
Okay.
Of my three boys, who I love all the same, but which one did I say is my favorite? Michael, Clay, or Trace?
Pepe.
Trace.
Jorge.
Trace.
Greg.
Trace.
Mace.
Michael.
It's Trace.
It's
right?
Trace.
Oh, yeah. It is Trace.
Because, folks, he takes my advice more than the other two.
All right. So we can do a score update here. Pepe, 10. Greg, 9. John, 7. Jorge and Mace, 4 each.
So why don't we eliminate the field here a little bit?
Okay. So Greg and Mace and Jorge are out.
Yes.
All right. And I got to keep getting these right to stay in. All right. Keep going.
Michael played at which college? Santa Clara, San Diego, or Pepperdine?
Greg.
Ooh.
I'm sorry. Pepe should go first.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the lead. Pepe.
Santa Clara, San Diego.
I'm going to guess Pepperdine.
Greg.
Santa Clara.
I think it's Pepperdine.
It is Pepperdine.
Damn it.
Okay.
So. How many major league teams has Trace played for? 3, 4, or 5?
Pepe.
4.
Greg.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's Dodgers. It's Tigers. It's White Sox, it's Indians, it's Padres. It's 5.
It is 5.
Yeah, it's 5. I got that one. Okay, so here's the update. Pepe with 11, Greg and John with 9 each. You want to do 3 more or 5 more? 3 more.
Clay has been an all-star how many times? 2, 3, or 5?
Pepe.
5.
Greg.
Well, I need to make up points. 3.
I think it's 5.
It is 5.
Okay.
I think I'm out.
You
right?
are. So Pepe has 11, and I have 10, and there's only 2 left.
Okay. Clay, Pepe has to go first.
Clay was almost traded for a player until Jerry West stopped the trade. Who was Clay almost traded for? Harden, DeRozan, or Kevin Love?
Pepe.
Kevin Love.
Crap. You're right. Yep,
you're
it
right.
is Kevin
it
Love.
Is Kevin
okay.
Love.
Yep. So I have to get this, or it's over. Here we go.
All right. Here we go. Me and Clay have won NBA championships. How many other father-son combinations have won an NBA championship? 3 others, 4 others, or 5 others?
Pepe?
3.
All right.
Here's your chance, John.
Right. Gukas's, Berry's.
Berry's, right.
Walton's.
Yeah.
What are my choices, Michael? 3, 4, or 5?
3, 4, or 5.
I'll say 4.
It is 4.
Oh! I tied him! Oh, wow. All right, Pepe, this is it. This is for the match.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Clay has scored the most points in 1 quarter of play. How many did he score? 35, 36, or 37?
Pepe.
35.
It's 37.
37.
Oh! Oh, I got him!
Pepe!
I got him!
How did you know that?
Pepe, I thought you had me.
Yeah.
Well, you win again by 1.
Yeah, Pepe, you were very good today, though.
It was worth
a very formidable opponent today.
Pepe, can you hear this?
He's waving to you,
I'm
Pepe.
I'm waving to you. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Pepe, I am a strong Pepe defender. I love that you wave to the crowd and to your girlfriend. It's good to know that your girlfriend's there, even if you're not
tonight,
on the big board.
When I am on screen, if you're going to the game, I will turn and wave to Pepe, and then I will wave to a random girl in the stands to represent Pepe's girlfriend.
And call it your girlfriend, like Pepe.
Yeah, the only problem is they're not going to wave back at you.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Hey, Pepe, quick. Right. If you have a real girlfriend, what's her name? Quick.
Liz.
Oh,
Liz,
I like it.
Excellent.
I like it.
Excellent.
All right, so
Pepe.
She must be for real.
All right, Pepe, we'll see you in about an hour.
See you later.
All right, bye.
Thanks, Pepe.
That was a good game, Michael.
I still think the highlight of today's show.
Hi, Russell. First of all, congrats on making the 24,000
Thank you.
Points, Mark. Yeah. Tonight you used impressive dribbling skills
I swear I'm changing my fantasy team to impressive dribbling skills.
And in the second quarter, you made a jump shot where your body was turned like 180 degrees away from the basket. It was just an amazing shot. You're always making these spectacular moves with just within a split second. Do you anticipate doing them? Or
thank you both.
Thank you, Aaron.
You gonna go have fun now?
Yes.
I just need the yes. The yes.
You know, I don't know who that girl is. Yeah. But whenever Jim Hill isn't there, she should ask the first question.
She should.
All right, I have somebody who claims to know who she is and has given me a name. I will put Bergman on the case and see if we can track her down.
That we know?
No, it's she. Her Twitter profile says she is a Cal State Dominguez Hills sports journalism major.
For her.
That's right. You guys got to get her on the show.
To me, that makes it great.
Heck
she
yeah.
is at a press conference. She's asking questions.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if she's interning or whatever she's doing.
Getting good experience.
For the school paper. Good for her.
She, on her Twitter account, she's written, Russell Westbrook is now the 28th player in NBA history to surpass 24,000 career points, and she retweeted that video.
She did retweet. So that is her.
I think so.
Can we get her on the show?
I mean, I'll DM. Well, she doesn't have DMs.
I want a white chocolate coconut bundt cake, and I want that girl on
Julia
the show.
McIntyre.
Julia McIntyre. Yeah. Well done, Julia.
All right, Greg, work on that, will you?
I wonder, you think Sedona would
see if she would be willing to come on and interview us.
Yes, that's what we want.
That's what we want. We want Julia to interview us.
You know, okay, I'll let her know. I'm going to follow her. Now she's gone.
Do you think Sedona would have thought that was a good question? Or Sedona Ripper?
Let's ask him. He's coming up.
Yeah, let's ask him.
We will find out.
Cappy, is Sedona in today? No.
Who is it?
Yeah, he's on commerce.
I'm right here.
Oh, he's on. Oh, he's here.
All right. Yeah. So we'll ask him coming up next.
Yeah. Right now, why don't we go ahead and play the Super Stager?
Yeah, man.
By the way,
say it louder.
Terribly stupid on my part. Game of Games powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24 Jacob. That's 844-24 Jacob. We've got Cappy. We've got
Shinano. I have
some
controversy, Mace.
What do we got?
So VG0509 on Instagram says, on Game of Games, Ireland didn't give Pepe a point when he should have at one point. Pepe had 11. You and Ireland had 9. Both Pepe and Ireland got the question right.
So we're still tied?
But he only gave himself a point and said it was 11-10 when it was really 12-10, Pepe won Game of Games, not Ireland.
No, because I would have tied him.
You went to a tiebreaker, so that you never would have gotten to the tiebreaker.
See, you guys always jip the Hispanic guy.
It doesn't work that way at all.
You can't. Bergman's very sensitive about any jokes that mention race, Sedano. You have to repeal that.
John.
Well, I will not repeal it, and Pepe and I actually discussed this yesterday at the Laker game, how we always get jipped in Game of Games.
Okay.
Wow.
Wait, is that what you and Pepe were talking about last night?
Yeah, when you were there and you didn't understand what we were talking about, what it was.
So
speaking of Spanish.
Pepe came up to me last night at the game.
What did he say?
And George and I were standing there chatting, you know, and Pepe came down and said hello. And he kind of moved me off to the side. He's like, can we chat just off to the side here?
So Pepe took you aside.
Yeah, he wanted to chat with me in private.
Yeah.
And it was just, he just moved me over a couple of feet. And he said, listen, I live down in Irvine.
Yeah.
And I drive home. And sometimes I can't make it home.
So he stops at the Sheraton?
So he's telling me, he's like, I feel your pain. your pain.
That 27-minute visit to the Sheraton by the John Wayne Airport?
Correct.
Yeah.
So now Pepe and I start comparing notes as to places where you could make a good stop, you know?
A pit stop if you need to.
Right. And he's saying, look, I live down in South L.A.
Yeah.
So I got to stop. And a lot of times I can't make it. He said,
I always stopped in San Juan Capistrano when I was driving back and forth.
Well,
there's a couple of good spots right there.
There's a hotel right off of Ortega Parkway.
Yeah, new. It's a new hotel.
Called The Inn at San Juan Capistrano. And now everybody wants me to make an app where I explain to people where are the best stops along the way.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a very valuable app.
Right, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And this place, The Inn at San Juan Capistrano, very good, right?
Yeah.
This one's great because you can pull in and park right up front.
Yep.
You can get into the lobby and act like you're staying there and walk right to the bathroom.
What are you going to call the app? Poop Patrol or something?
Yeah. the poop pullover.
No.
Where do I go?
No. That's good.
No, Carson Palmer and his brother had an app called Run Pee.
Yeah.
RUNPEE. And basically, it may still be in existence. You could type any movie into the app.
Mm-hmm.
and it would tell you the best time to go to the bathroom during a movie.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
So this could be similar to that.
Maybe they still have the tech and they don't use it anymore. And I could just kind of come in and scoop it in.
Yeah.
Scoop it up for, like, you know, pennies on the dollar.
Can I ask Sedona something?
Yeah.
Sedona, you are a serious reporter, one of the best in the ESPN has. What did you think of this question? I thought this lady asked a great question.
All right, here it is,
Hi,
George.
Russell. First of all, congrats on making the 24,000 points mark. Yeah. Tonight you used impressive dribbling skills to successfully fake out your opponents multiple times. And in the second quarter, you made a jump shot where your body was turned like 180 degrees away from the basket. It was just an amazing shot. You're always making these spectacular moves with just within a split second. Do you anticipate doing them, or is it just a second nature to you? Like, do you just not even have to think about it?
Okay, so what do you think?
Do you want me to, like, criticize it? Like, if I was
I'm asking you,
like, if I were her teacher.
Yes.
Because clearly she's a student. You could tell just by the voice.
She is a student, I think, at Cal State San Dominguez.
Professor Sedano, what would you say?
First of all, as just a reporter to Michael's question, everybody's got a different style, so that's fine. Like, it doesn't make a difference to me. Like, if you get the answer that is unique, then you did your job. So that aside, if I were, and it's funny because I'm doing a Zoom with a USC class tomorrow, so this will be interesting. So what I would say is a little too wordy on the question, and not a who, what, when, where, why, how question.
Yes, that's where she...
That would be my only criticism. But as far as, like, people criticizing the type of questions she's... I mean, you know, whatever, dude.
Good,
like,
for
everybody's
her.
Got... Everybody's got a different style, and if you get a unique answer, you've done the job.
But didn't she do a great job? Because she sure put Russell Westbrook, of all people, at ease. She made Russell smile.
Yeah. So did I, by the way. But I'm a professional, and she's not.
What'd you say?
I asked him about his kids, actually.
Oh, see, that's...
No, actually, Cappy, what did I ask him first that got him going? He kind of cursed, right? But not at me, but, like, cursed because he was comfortable.
Yeah, then he said, like, oops, sorry, I said ass. You know, and that's right. When I told George he should have gone in and called him Brody.
Brody.
But
he says I should call him. He says I should call Russ Brody, which is one of his nicknames, during one of those interviews. And I said, well, I don't really know him like that, so I don't want to call him Brody. Mm-hmm. And then I got, like, a secondhand, like, person to apparently reach out to somebody close to Russ and asked what would happen if Sedano called him Brody during an interview. And he said Russ would probably laugh.
What's
so
the origin of Brody?
I think it was just, like, I want to say his dog. Like, him and his dog used to call each other, like, Brodies, you know, like brothers, like Brodies.
Oh, okay,
like,
got
you know,
it.
Like, something to that effect.
Cappy, what's your interview? How would you critique
the question,
the student?
Julia's question.
Well, I like Julia's delivery. You know, I like the whole, I'm going to kiss your butt to get you to really make sure that you engage with what I'm talking about. Because see all these other guys right here? They're all out here for blood.
Yeah.
They all want to talk about the pass that went in bounds, the argument with Pat Bev or with Schroeder, rather.
And by the way, all those questions are fair, too.
Yeah. Right. No, see, all these guys are going to ask you that stuff. Me, I'm this young girl who's in school. You're an interesting guy. 24,000 points. You know, I think you're pretty cool.
Yeah.
We don't know if she'll do it, but we're going to extend an offer to her to interview Mason and I.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
And see what she does. See what she comes up
with. Yeah, I like that idea.
I think she's charming. I think it's a breath of fresh air. Yep.
But it is very suck-uppy, if we're being honest, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Like George says, if you get something that you can use for your story, hey, they were all asking him about the inbound pass. They were all asking him about getting shots blocked. They were all asking him about playing out of control. Me? I talked to him about how spectacular it was. He said this to me, and now I put it in my story.
Right. It's kind of like sometimes you get honey. How's that expression go?
You get more bees with honey.
You get more bees with honey than
vinegar.
Yes, vinegar.
Then vinegar, think all the, like carrot.
And then there's the other saying that you get further with sugar than you know what.
Yeah. Do you think all the hardcore journalists were in the room
rolling
around
their eyes?
Going,
you can hear them roll their eyes in the background.
Who is this girl? Who is she?
How did she get a...
Doesn't she understand here? We're here for blood.
I don't know. I feel like the Lakers media corps is fairly nice people. Like, I mean, there's not like a...
Not from our thread, huh, Arlen?
Yeah, I was going to say, you weren't on the same thread.
No, but
we
I'm talking
today.
About... not you guys. You guys are old cranky men. You're like 80 for Brady,
you know, Michael,
except you're like...
Oh. Michael and I are pro girl.
Julia. Pro Julia.
Yeah, we're
no,
pro
no,
Julia.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, most of your group chat is probably more like 80 for Brady. You know what I mean? But, like,
are you going to see 80 for Brady
today?
No, I'm
watching. I got a screener. I'm watching it at home right after
really?
The show.
Do you
yeah.
think that What format do you have that screener?
Paramount sent it to
okay,
me.
Oh my God, Cappy is super jealous because he loves Tom
cannot.
Brady and everything. Tom
I don't
Brady.
Think once they send you those screeners, you not only are you not allowed to share it, I don't think you can.
Oh really?
Right. No,
I think
it would
I think they
cool.
fix
oh.
it. No, no, why? I think they fix it to they send you a link and then if
and it's
you
just
my
yours.
Email address
and you can't forward it.
Yeah, and it's got your email.
Yeah, Brady is in the movie.
Yeah, so is Gronk.
Gronk shows up in the movie.
So what kind of money did they have to pay him to use his name like this?
No, he's one of the producers.
He's one of the producers.
Yeah, of course, it's his whole.
His
deception.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like his Space Jam for LeBron.
Right.
Ireland good. Says he's going to bring his mom to see.
Yeah,
Baby
I think
we're
trying to take
but
my mom to it.
Let's be honest here. Who's like mean amongst the beat writers? Think about it. McMiniman is nice.
Plachke
is nice. Kyle Goon is nice. But Plachke's not a beat writer, and he wasn't there yesterday. So
yeah,
really
but he generally goes in hard.
Yeah.
But I would think a lot of these guys.
No,
are,
no. But I'm saying, like,
guys.
You guys
like
were
that.
Saying who would roll their eyes and be mean towards a student there. Like, I don't think any of those people would be that. Like, not
oh,
Brad Turner. Like
they'd
Dan Wojcicki. No way.
They wouldn't say anything, but they'd roll their eyes.
Ireland's got
Come
a funny
on, John,
expression.
Ireland.
No,
face.
No, no.
Go
I
ahead.
Already know that people are doing that, yeah. So I won't throw them under the bus.
No, but rolling their eyes is one thing. No, I'm saying rolling their eyes is one thing. Of course, I'm sure. But like being like mean, like openly mean.
Anybody's going
to
be mean about it.
No, mean to it, but they're going to roll their eyes.
Telling you right now. Now, there's all those guys in there, and they got their notepads and their pens, and they got their questions, and they got their opinions.
Well, you also think you can do everybody's job. You literally sat there and tried to say you could do Trudell's job yesterday.
Well, yeah, of course.
You couldn't do Trudell's job.
What could I not
Trudell
do?
Trudell knows so much more
oh,
than
yeah,
you.
I don't know anything that Trudell knows.
Right, right, that's the whole point.
No, but we're reporting on the sideline.
You'd be like goofball.
Yeah, we could
report. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, we could report no problem.
But, that. But listen, all I'm saying is I think I know the personality profile, and I think the journalist in the room who hears that question when they've just gotten beaten up by the Clippers? It was last night, right?
Yep. It was bad.
So
it was terrible.
So I think that those guys were all rolling their eyes, going, "What is she doing? We're in the middle of something here."
Yeah, they were.
Girlfriend, we're in the middle of like grilling these guys.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Well, we hope
that.
To get Julia on.
She's
tomorrow.
Awesome.
I think she's fantastic. I think she is
a
star in the making.
Is Bergman efforting it?
Yeah, I think.
Well,
he is.
You know,
good luck.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bergman is with guests. He's a real hound for guests.
Can Lindsay get her for us?
I tweeted at her.
What'd you say?
That's the extent of his reach.
Oh, I got to figure out
a tweet.
Go that way first.
I have faith in Bergman. I think Bergman's going to deliver.
I have no problem getting her on.
And we're also getting a white chocolate.
Oh, I heard about this. The Tom Hanks
cake.
For what?
Yeah.
That Tom Hanks gives to all of his showbiz
friends. Tom Cruise.
Oh, Tom Cruise.
Well, Tom Cruise gave it to Tom Hanks, right?
Gave it to Tom Hanks. And I saw a video of it, and it looks fantastic. Tom Hanks says it's like the best thing he has all year long.
Sedona, did you hear that? Mason figured out his new Grubhub password.
Nuh-uh.
You did?
I did.
Really?
Yeah.
What was
you got it?
Imagine Dragons.
Nuh-uh. You got it.
I got it.
Today?
Well, Michael,
today.
Michael asked the key question.
I asked the key question. Does it have something to do with entertainment?
Yeah, and that's the key question. That got you
Wait,
to Imagine Dragons?
Wait, but wasn't it, Greg Bergman said yesterday that it wasn't a TV show, wasn't a radio show,
well,
so like, that's entertainment.
I said entertainer.
No,
I
today John said it was an entertainer.
Nerd.
Which is, the answer to that question is yes.
Yeah.
Correct?
But why Imagine Dragons, first guess?
It was his second
it
guess.
It was my
he
second
guessed
guess.
He guessed you too. He loves that band.
Oh.
Yeah, I love Imagine Dragons.
All right, okay.
I know people like to beat up on Imagine Dragons.
Plus
I love Imagine
plus
Dragons.
Words.
I mean, that's like they're not like as bad as like Nickelback, but you know.
No, they're not Nickelback at all. I mean,
Cappy loves Nickelback.
I mean, everybody
careful.
Loves to beat up on Nickelback. I don't really
I'm
get
with you,
it.
Cap.
I mean, I don't really get it. It's like a popular
what
thing
about
to
Maroon
do.
Maroon 5.
You know, I love Maroon 5.
Oh, Maroon 5 is awesome.
Yeah. Love Adam.
Wasn't
Adam
the Maroon
Levine.
5 lead singer there last night at the game too?
Adam Levine?
He comes a lot.
Yeah.
We were supposed to have him on Third Chair once, and it was right when The Voice was coming out, and then The Voice hit it big, and we never got him.
Oh, really?
And now he's too big.
I saw Yasiel Puig there, too, last night.
Was Puig there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was there, front rows.
What is...
Yeah.
How does he get
those seats? Playing overseas now,
right?
In
Korea, I think.
Yeah.
He's in Korea.
He was like, I want to say he was behind Dwayne Wade. Like, Dwayne Wade was on the floor, and
he
was like behind
Dwayne
Wade.
A few chairs down from Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade violated a rule last night.
What is it?
What's that?
The only person who gets to wear sunglasses indoors at Crypto.com Arena is Nicholson.
Why not Wade? Wade's cool enough.
What are you talking about? Cap was wearing them indoors. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I also have to get ridiculed for having my eyes dried out and turned red.
Well, your eyes do get red.
Which is what happened. And now I got a whole HR situation happening. You know, I'm being cyberbullied by Sedano here.
Team Moran.
Cyberbullying.
Wow.
Team Moran had shades on the other night. Team Moran did at the Memphis.
Oh, that's true. Team Moran had them too.
Violation.
Anybody other than Jack Nicholson, I used to say this to Kellerman because Kellerman used to wear sunglasses inside. Anybody other than Jack Nicholson that tries to wear sunglasses inside looks like a D-bag.
A D-bag?
Yep.
Yeah,
D-bag. What does the D stand for?
Oh, come on.
Dirt.
Oh,
like the Long Beach. What's that, Long Beach or Cal State? Which one's the dirt bag?
Long Beach. Yeah. Long Beach.
There are many people affiliated with my show that are very nervous about being canceled, so I can't say it.
Yeah. You can't say dirt?
I will not
dirt.
Take
no,
that.
It's not dirt.
I will not take you calling that Dwayne Wade that ever. He is
Dwayne looked good last night.
A bastion of stability. And
I stick with my sunglasses take.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jack Nicholson's the only
one. You're going to have to apologize tomorrow.
What if Snoop showed up in sunglasses?
Snoop is always in sunglasses.
No, he never does. We've had Snoop in the third chair.
Snoop can do whatever he wants. Right. So is Snoop okay to do it or not? Okay.
He doesn't do it.
But he
No, yes, he does. I bet I can find 50 pictures of him at Staples Center.
Go ahead, send me one.
Okay, I'll tell you right now.
Okay, do it right now. Yeah, let's see.
Johnny, last night, man, I was driving back to South LA, you know,
yeah.
And I left at halftime because I thought this game was long over. But when I think it was LeBron hit a three that got it to 10, and you said, "Don't go anywhere
there are
yet."
Endless pictures.
Oh, is it
of Snoop and sunglasses?
Oh my God! It's literally all of them. All of them.
I just googled Snoop sunglasses and it came up.
Or no, just put Snoop Staples Center.
I
just
will
put
ask
that.
Snoop the next time I see him if he thinks he's as cool as Jack, and I'll tell you what he says.
Yeah. Of course he is.
He is cool.
Cooler.
Yeah. No, but do you think he'll think he's as cool as Jack?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Cool. I'll let you know what he says.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't you think Snoop is playing a very important role in culture right now? Because I think he's done more to. I don't want to say legitimize. What's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, legitimize.
But mainstream. Validate. Mainstream cannabis than maybe any other public
figure. I've said this many, many times, and I will say it again now. The network that has the guts to put Snoop on a broadcast team is going to reap the rewards.
Well, didn't they do that for boxing not that long ago?
He's done boxing. He's gone in with the Kings. He's done third chair with Michael and I. Mm-hmm. He's not good. He's great. And he'll say anything that pops into his head.
That's awesome.
And anybody, like Amazon might do it. I could see Amazon like saying, you know what?
Why not? The games are crappy.
These games
Let's
suck.
Let's put Snoop on the broadcast.
Oh,
can you imagine? That'll go over well.
Yeah, how about watch Kirk Herbstreit and Snoop? How about this? How about Tom Brady goes into the booth next year with Kevin Burkhardt, and it's just not really working out? And they're like, you know the answer? It's not Greg Olsen.
Kevin
it's
Hart.
Snoop.
Yeah.
Oh. It's Snoop. Put Snoop in there.
He'd be great.
Kevin Hart. That's good, too. Olsen's really good.
Yeah, he's good.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to like him.
Well, Tom Brady, I'm going to make a prediction. Tom Brady's going to stink.
Me too.
That's what I've been saying too.
I'll take it a step further. Tom Brady never does a game for Fox. See
that? Oh, I agree with that too, actually.
I'll go with that right there.
Yeah, wow. I agree with that.
$37 million, he's not going to show up?
I just think he's going to be like, do I really want to do this?
George has got it. He doesn't need it. And he's going to play football for a few more years. And after that, he's going to say, you know what?
He's going to retire a Raider and be a disappointment like every other Raider quarterback over the last, 35 years.
So, Cappy, you said when LeBron brought him back within 10, you thought the Lakers were going to come
back?
Well,
yeah. So I thought they were. John said, don't go anywhere. It's not over yet. And I was sitting on the edge of my seat. I was driving 80 miles an hour. I'm like, come on, let's go.
And then after that, I think they gave up a three. They did a thing where they fell over, and then the ball rolled into the backcourt, and Kawhi picked it up and laid it in, and somebody tried to tackle Kawhi, and so it was an and one. Yeah. And it was just bad.
I'll tell you one thing, Sedano. If that Clipper team stays healthy, they got a shot.
Yeah, well, that's the team. Well, and they were still missing Kennard and John Wall.
Right, exactly.
So.
Yeah.
And Kennard kills us.
Yeah,
but they look
brutal, right?
I feel like this is the first time that everyone's kind of been like, I'm out on the Clippers, and now watch, this will be the year they finally put it together or something like that.
Yeah,
well, I guess they did it to the conference
let's
finals
hope not.
That one time.
Let's hope not.
Are you coming to the game tonight, Sedano?
No, not tonight.
Why not?
It's San Antonio.
By the way,
wait, exactly.
By the way, Aria, the boys loved. Oh, did you want to play? Let me play it again. Did you hear earlier today, George?
I did not hear
earlier. We played Aria's joke live on the air.
She said I got a dad joke, and I said, I got the perfect person for you to send it to.
Listen
Hold
to
on.
This. Listen to this, Sedano. You listening? Here's Aria Sedano.
Why do you tell actors to break a leg?
Why?
Because every play has a cast.
True. It is. Right out of the Michael Thompson playbook.
I love that.
Yeah. She's pretty. She definitely looks like a mother.
She definitely looks like her mother. But she said to me, I got a dad joke. I said, hold on. Let me record this because I know who to send this to.
That's
perfect.
It's perfect. So I'm going to the game tonight, Michael, because I said I would like to get tickets to take some pals, thinking that this was a game that no one would want to go to.
Right.
And I was able to get all the tickets that I wanted. Okay. And now everybody wants to go.
Yep.
So I'm holding.
Anthony Davis is back. Rui Hachimura.
I'm surprised you're not trying to sell him.
Excuse me. Let's not talk about that here.
You're not trying to sell them, or you are?
Depends. You need some?
I don't. Need some, got some, need some, got
who
some.
Who needs two? I got two. Who needs two?
Yeah.
Who needs so, some? Michael.
Are those, do those guys still exist?
I don't know.
You need some, got some, I, need some,
I'll
got
email
some.
Oh,
yeah,
you
outside
too.
The email. Of course they do.
I'll email you. Who needs two? You got the AXS app? Who needs two?
Yeah. Michael, what happens tonight then? They got to win tonight,
oh,
right?
Yeah. I mean, they
this
will
team
definitely
is terrible.
Win tonight. Anthony Davis is back. Rui is going to make his Laker debut, so everybody will be pumped up.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, coming up in a little bit, I took Cappy to the Rui press conference, so I want him to express his observations from the press conference.
I can only imagine what that means. And do you have Sliwa on the spot?
Oh, yeah, of course. Every game day.
It's my favorite part of your show now.
Really?
Sliwa on the spot. I think Sliwa really brings it.
Why did I ask? What did I ask him?
We put him on the spot.
You put him on
the
spot.
Like, what's an example of putting him on the spot?
No way. Well, one time, I mean, what we asked him after you had poured water on him about that whole encounter.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, that got him a little testy, but, you know, he still towered through.
Last week, it turned into 4 days of content over him and Mike
Trudell.
And the pushing him in the toilet. You guys didn't hear about this?
No. What?
Oh, yeah.
So Trudell tells me, he texts me, he says, by the way, ran into your boy Slee in the bathroom. Didn't know who it was. Just felt someone tap me on the shoulder as I'm at the urinal.
In the bathroom. That's a little weird.
No, that is weird.
Well, so then Slee said that wasn't the case. They didn't like... that he just kind of acknowledged him, but then the girls got him to admit that he did actually put his hands on him. So,
oh,
yeah,
that's
it was
really weird.
Several days of contact. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, you were not paying attention to him. The part I heard, like, you and George were having a conversation, and then Sliwa was.
Oh, no, because we thought he cut off. We thought he cut off yesterday.
Right, and at one point, Cappy said, "Okay, well, we're not talking to you right now." And then you were
right because me and George had our own thing going at that point. Slee was doing his own thing.
He was just like incidental to the whole thing.
And we were like, "Slee, we're not right now. Just stop, me and George, now."
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
When you put him on the spot, what are you asking?
Oh, all kinds of weird stuff.
Oh,
yeah, the weird stuff.
And he has to come up with.
What do you want us to ask him today?
Yeah, you got anything?
Yeah, like, say, are you still ticked off at Ireland for dumping water on
you? No, he's
that's
gonna,
old school.
We've already done that. Yeah, okay, just recently. So
let's see. Yeah. What else can we ask Slee to put him on the spot? Let's see. Something to do with his personal life. Ain't no, it's nothing going on.
Something
personal
to do
life.
With nothing going on. Nothing going on there.
No.
Really?
You know, Lady
when is he
going
to get engaged to Mrs. Slee?
Oh yeah,
that's good.
That. That's
when
a good
are you
going
to get engaged to Lady?
You're living
Slee.
Together. Yeah. When are you going to pop the question?
Oh, nice.
Excellent.
Ask him that.
There you go.
That's on the spot. All right, we're back tomorrow at 1:00. Coming up next for you is Shadano and Cappy Super Crosstalk, presented by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season
living
long.
In sin.
710 ESPN.